Then those who had seen what happened told the others how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Luke recorded the story of when Jesus healed a demon-possessed man. He had many demons in him, legion, he called himself. And Jesus healed him. And all those who had seen it, they had told others what had happened. Those who had not seen Jesus' miracle, it became a testimony. And we hear it today. Then those who had seen what happened told others how the demon-possessed man had been healed. And all the people in the region began and begged Jesus to go away and leave them alone, for a great wave of fear swept over them. It's something that they couldn't believe, even though Jesus had delivered this man from demons and people went out to testify about it. It brought fear upon people and they said, go away, not thank God this man is healed. When heaven comes to earth in such an amazing way, it can strike terror into people. But it was the testimony of others that first brought that fear in that sense. It's that passing on of knowledge. Have you heard what happened? This man, Jesus, has healed the man with many demons. When we see great miracles, that we need to use them as testimony to point to God, you know, because they always point to God. A lot of people think that the universe has a beginning and an end and nothing happens in between. But the universe is not closed like that. The universe is open because it's created by God. So that the natural way of things is, yes, it starts and then nothing happens. It travels and then it comes to a final end. But when a miracle happens, it's God reaching down, as it was, changing people's lives, and it always points back up to him. How can someone be healed of cancer? How can someone be healed through prayer for whatever it is? It's amazing. Even doctors testify to this. It shouldn't happen if a person's got cancer and they got they're having treatment, they might get better through that. But if they got a prognosis that is terminal, they're going to die. But then people will pray for that person and suddenly they are healed. It's not the natural way that people think about the world. And it always points back up to God. And that can bring great joy to people, but it can also bring great fear. You know, if someone's got a terminal diagnosis for cancer and they're healed, what is going on? What is this? Like I said, a celebration for some people and praising God for what's happened and people coming to know God through that, because it's not a normal thing that happens. But fear for other people because they're scared of something that is unknown to them. But that fear is also pointing towards God. But it is the testimony of those who have seen what has happened to tell others, to challenge their way of thinking. And so what we should be doing is expecting miracles, praying for miracles, and when those miracles happen, to tell others or those people around, if they've seen that, is to tell them, to go tell others what's happened here today for God's glory. Yes, like I said, people will have different reactions, but those reactions are because something extraordinary, well, a miracle has happened, and it points to something greater than we are. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you do great miracles. People will react very differently, but we pray for all those people that they may come to know something greater than themselves. Amen.